This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas for a conference aimed at attracting Latin voters, but it was canceled when he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Donna Warder from the AP has more.
In a Las Vegas interview with Univision Radio, Biden sounded winded as he talked about his performance in the first presidential debate.
I had a terrible night on the debate night. I was exhausted. I'd been traveling around the world. I wasn't ready. And I performed terribly. And so people are now saying, well, that was only one thing. But he's 81 years old. What happens when he's 84 years old? What happens when he's 85 years old?
Biden said, with age comes wisdom. And he said the Biden administration has gotten more done in 4 years than any other president has in a 4-year period. I'm Donna Warder.
The Republican National Convention wraps on Thursday evening with former President Donald Trump officially accepting the Republican nomination for a third time. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The primetime event is being greeted with even more anticipation in light of Saturday's assassination attempt. Trump says he's rewritten his speech to emphasize a call for national unity, telling the Washington Examiner his original text was going to be a humdinger aimed mostly at the policies of President Biden. Trump's family will be there, although his wife Melania and daughter Ivanka are not expected to address the delegates this time. Pennsylvania Republican Party Chairman Lawrence Tabus says he thinks Trump will appeal to our better emotions. Some Republicans have been suggesting the crisis provides a chance to de-escalate the divisive rhetoric that has marked the 2024 campaign. I'm Jennifer King.
Police clashed Thursday with student protesters attempting to impose a complete shutdown in Bangladesh's capital following days of violent confrontations during demonstrations over a system of allocating government jobs. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed by the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer as he arrived to take for talks at the European summit held at Blenheim Palace on Thursday.
For us, it's very important to maintain unity in Europe because always this unity leads to strong decisions. For us, it's very important such strong decisions. I will focus on it. Launch long range. First of all, air defense, energy, and this summit.
The British Prime Minister is hosting the first major UK-led summit of his premiership, which will bring together around 50 leaders from across Europe to discuss shared challenges, such as Ukraine and illegal migration. Detained United States reporter Evan Gershkovich appeared in court in Russia for a second hearing on espionage charges. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has appeared in court for a second hearing in his trial on espionage charges. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. The trial is being held behind closed doors in the same place he was detained. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government strongly deny the charges. He's facing up to 20 years in prison if convicted. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian court on Thursday also sentenced U.S. citizen Michael Travis Leak to 13 years in prison on drug smuggling charges, Moscow's court service said in a statement. Leak, a musician and former U.S. paratrooper, was found guilty of selling drugs on a large scale, the court service said. Kenya's acting head of police has justified a ban on protests in central Nairobi by saying criminal groups were planning to take advantage of the unrest. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Some activists have since been sharing calls for people to gather with camping gear at Uhuru Park, next to the central business district. A Reuters reporter said there was a heavy police presence in the city on Thursday morning. Responding to the protest ban, activist Boniface Mwangi wrote on social media that the police and President William Ruto have no power to suspend rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Activists are saying they want Ruto to resign and are calling for systemic changes to clean up corruption and address poor governance.
That was David Doyle from Reuters. Israel's far-right national security minister visited Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, the contested hilltop compound of Al-Aqsa Mosque, on Thursday, a move that could disrupt the delicate Gaza ceasefire talks. The ultranationalist settler leader said he had gone up to pray for the return of the hostages, but without a reckless deal. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.